Yeah.
The questions I've asked has been through the music.
Oh yeah.
I would have felt they would have asked other questions, but
yeah. Well, I guess the question,
maybe they could have, uh-huh, but these are questions that would probably be prevalent in the different areas of the country.
Yeah.
And that's what they're after.
They're what they, so many of them, I get
the way they pronounce it and the way they say it. But yet it all means the same.
I get so many of them. I get feeling so many of what they've used before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I go through these things and I read them and I try to make up questions of my own if I think they'll work better
than the one they have.
Yeah. Yeah. But everything you just can't do that with, and you try and try on some of them. And
yeah.
You,
yeah.
What we'll do is just run through the ones, the few that I wasn't able to lift it and just wrap up. You know, and I'll finally say the word and ask if you ever said it. You know.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Have you lived in Atlanta all your life except for World War II?
All of my life.
And you'd say you, Blank, lived in Georgia.
I lived in Georgia all my life.
Mm-hmm. But if you didn't say the all my life, at the end you'd say I've Blank lived in Georgia.
I've lived in Georgia. Since I was born, really.
Mm-hmm. And that's, for you, that's what? That's
my life, because I mean, I've never lived anywhere else except the time I've been.
If I ask you how long Stone Mountain had been there, you might say, as far as I know, it's Blank been there.
It's been there all the time. Been here ever since I've been here.
let me try that one again. As far as I know, it's Blank been there.
Been there all the time.
What would you put in before Ben if you didn't say it's been there all the time? You'd say it's...
Well, it was there when I first... Remember seeing it.
Okay.
Ever since I can remember, really.
If you said this sentence, if you were scared of horses because of what happened one time, you might say, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever.
Since.
If something was an accident, somebody deliberately did it, you'd say, it wasn't an accident, he did it.
Intentionally.
Would you ever use the word purpose in there?
Purposely did it, yes. I've heard that one.
And
did that so that he do get such.
Would you say he did that on purpose?
On
then?
Purpose, yes. Sure did.
If you're not absolutely sure of your something, but you've got a feeling you're right, you know. You've been talking about something. You're not absolutely sure, but you don't want to overstate your case. You've got the feeling you're right. You might say, I'm not sure, but I blank so.
I sure think so.
If you're not responsible for something, or say your daughter's wanting to go out at some time, and you're trying to put it off on Louise, and you don't want to have to make the decision, you say, I don't know, you'd better...
Go ask your mother. That's what we did after the other one, and then we'd already talked it over. So then the other one knew what to say.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You never got caught?
Oh, yeah, we worked together pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you know, if I discipline one of the children, and I said, now, you go sit in the chair, the green chair. And I had a big sway-back green chair, and I'd say, you go sit in the chair, and Daddy will be in to see you in a minute. And she'll say, well, Mother, may I get out of the chair? Daddy made you sit in the chair. You have to talk to Daddy. And then she'd have to ask me. And that's right. I said, well, now do you think you can do what you're told to do? Or what I want you to do? Oh, yes, Daddy, I will. Till every day. And that green chair, and I've heard the girl say, I didn't mind getting spanked, but I sure ain't sitting in the green chair. Yeah. See, if I spank you, might make you sit in the green chair.
Uh-huh.
I said, now till you can behave.
Huh.
And it worked wonderful.
I've heard of it. They formalize that sort of thing in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
The educational psychologists use some people push a form of discipline that's much like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it time out.
Time out.
Yeah, time out from everything. You know?
Yeah.
You've got to sit in the corner. But it seems to work.
We used to take time out from drills, boy, I'm telling you. Yeah. Get so tired, it was time for time out.